produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the light. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Positivity. Welcome, beloved ones of the divine. And guess what? You have just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be love. All over the world, no matter where you are, here in America and all the other countries, there's love above you, love below you, and love all around you. And most of all, there's the love that resides in your Christed heart. You know, after you go through life many, many years and you have many, many journeys and many, many different paths of life, you remember you live from your Christed heart because that love resides inside of our heart, in every vein, every vessel, the blood flows through, and it's God's love, giving us life, giving us movement, and most of all, giving us breath. Now let's breathe in and breathe in that breath that God has given us right now. God has given us breath. All of this is given to us in love by the big G. I call it the big G because that's what it is to me. I am Imaja Jubilee, an inspirational speaker, poet, and creative consultant. I do a lot of things to bring love to the world for many different avenues. And I am delighted to be your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. There's one thing that I know for sure, and there's one thing that I always wake up with every morning, that it's a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day, Lord, to be alive. Ain't nothing like waking up. There's nothing like waking up each day with a grateful heart. And it means that no person, no place, nor thing can take the place of that. Waking up every day. Waking up every day knowing that you were created by the big G. You and I were created by the big G. So we, each of us, are unique. Each of us are beautiful. Each of us are magnificent because we were created by Spirit Divine. We all now choose. I choose. I know you choose too. That's what I'm going to say. I know y'all choose too. To dwell in a place of love, to dwell in a place of peace, and most of all, to dwell in a place of joy. We are flooded. You know, our bodies are being flooded today, y'all. I'm here to tell you. In an everlasting bliss and harmony. And that makes us amazing. We are amazing. We are. Let's breathe in again. Knowing who we are. And before I move on, I would just like to take the opportunity to thank Kayla Padgett, who is the CEO of Finding My Way Radio Network, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me the pleasure and giving me this platform to be able to spread love, light, and positivity. I bring it on this platform and I, with the desire and hope of knowing that wherever you are, that I, some words we say, the guests that we bring on, will inspire you to live a life that is a blessing to you and a blessing to all that are in your environment, all that you come in contact. Because remember, you're made in love, and you are a vehicle for that love. All you have to do is remember that and get up each day and have a heart full of gratitude and just keep on moving. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now let's take another breath together. We breathe in another breath together. We breathe in a deep cleansing breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. And we breathe in and we breathe out. And we know that it's a pleasure. I keep going back to this because I'm just so filled with gratitude. We receive the breath. You know, everybody says take a breath, but you and I are the recipient of a breath given by the big G. Breath is life, and life is meant to be lived in full expression. L-I-F-E stands for living in full expression. And when you live in full expression, you allow that love to go through you, and you allow that love to flow out through all humanity, no matter what race, color, or creed. That's what you do. This is what we do. This is how we have to do it. This is how we do it. I keep thinking about that song, this is how we do it. But this is how we do it. We are an expression, a unique expression of the divine. Let's breathe in again. One of the things that I wanted to talk briefly about this morning, my partner and I, Elroy Boyd III, took a trip this week to Youngsville, North Carolina. And guess where we went? We went to sunflower fields there, and it was acres and acres of sunflowers, and they were just tall and magnificent. They were yellow, standing tall, all beautiful as they are, and I stood in between them. They were taller than what I am. There were lower, smaller ones. I walked in between it, but I have to tell you, my friends, I felt the presence of the big G. I felt God's energy flowing through those sunflowers. And just in case you didn't know it, and what I'm saying about sunflowers, sunflowers have souls. A sunflower has a soul. And soul stands for spiritual oneness used for living. And the reason why I say a sunflower has soul, because they obey spirit. A sunflower's blossom follows the sun. When the sun rises in the east, the sunflower rises, and it rises that way, following the rays of the sun. And when it get up to noon, the sunflower is open face up to the sun. Then when the sun is going down in the west, the sunflower goes down as well. It goes right on down with the sun. And then at night, it dances its way back to the east and starts the process all over again. So I'm saying, okay, a sunflower got soul. A sunflower has soul. Y'all remember that song James Brown used to have? I got soul, and I'm super bad. Well, I'm going to tell you, you have spiritual soul. And spiritual soul means that you follow the will of the divine. You follow it inside out and do what it says. And soul stands for spiritual oneness used for living. Just a reminder wherever you are. And today, we are blessed to have Dr. Kiki Michelle on the phone with us today from Atlanta, Georgia. She is a songwriter. She is also a model. She also sings these wonderful songs that she writes, and they express joy and hope, and all that she brings forth in her music is a blessing. The language of her songs are hope and joy and healing. She's sung gospel, pop, R&B. She's also a community activist, very involved in the Atlanta region. She's also an entrepreneur. She has her business. She deals with families and kids and everything. So we want you all to give a warm welcome to our special guest, Dr. Kiki Michelle, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Kiki.
Kiki,
are you there?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wonderful. So, as I was saying in my monologue, that I feel that sunflowers have souls. Now, when you hear that, and I say a sunflower has soul, how is that applicable to us as humans with the acronym meaning spiritual oneness used for living?
Excellent question. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here, Ms. Yemaja Jubilee. I believe that as humans, we do have the oneness of our Father, the spiritual oneness used for living. That is the emotion within us. That is our compass in learning and growing and choosing right from wrong. It is how we communicate the love and the kindness and compassion that we have for others. I believe that we have to be in touch with God and in a divine focus and do His will. And sometimes once we are disconnected from God, if we're living our own life and doing what we want to do, then our soul becomes tainted and we step outside of the will of God. So I think it's really important to follow the will of the divine. We, we are working every day to get to a highest level of spirituality, and it's something that we have to work to do. You have to put the effort in to make sure that we're pleasing unto Him. And I love what you said regarding the sunflowers, because I have planted sunflowers, and from a seed, they sprouted up nearly overnight, and they they did appear to have, depending on what time of the day and the way that the sun was rising or setting, they responded. And so I'm with you 100%, and I'm glad you were able to see that.
Well, it's a gift to be, you know, sometimes with everything that's going on now in the external world, and we have to be, I feel we as humanity have to be mindful of what goes on the inside of us. And that sunflower just taught me some lessons this week. You know, we have to sit down, shut up, and listen, all right? The sunflower don't make a sound, all right? We have to sit down, shut up, and listen in order to know God's will, as you were talking about it. And we have to cultivate our inner spirit so that we can function with all that's going on right now. We act and being led by spirit to be able to hear God's will, because sometimes we have so much going on that we can't hear it. So what do you think that humans have going on now and they can't listen to what the divine is saying to them?
I believe that life, because of the pandemic, because of the uncertainty, because of racial injustice, because of civil unrest, because of just the whole presidential election, because our climate is so full at one time of things that affect everybody, I think is heightened. So it's so easy to look at the distractions of life and sometimes lose focus of our spirit and our walk, and just being able to, first thing in the morning, you know that you're alive and be able to give praise and honor and thanks to the Creator for considering us on the wake-up list. Those things are imperative. We have to do those things. We should be doing those things. And sometimes if you're distracted by life, it's easy to hop up and think, oh, my God, you're just running, and we forgot to put the most important part of our day at the front. And so I like how you said, Ms. Yamaja, life, live in full expression. When we're disconnected in our walk with our Creator, then the will of the Father is not revealed in our actions. Our words don't ring true to what it is we say that we're doing. And so our soul can be tainted, and if we're not careful, we could actually lose our soul, okay? People will say, oh, well, don't sell your soul. People sell their soul every day because that's a decision to say, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not considering God. With my conscience telling me, this is right, I'm going to override that and do what I feel like I want to, whether it's right or wrong. And over time, once you keep pulling away and fighting what's natural, because it's natural for us to be holistic beings that are always being led of God. And every day you get better and better and stronger. And every day you're able to see, even if you look back on yesterday, you're able to see the hand of God and what you're doing. So if we're on this path, we've got to pretty much stay on it and just continue to get stronger and better for the betterment of our world. If we choose to not walk in divine will and we're letting our soul become tainted, then we're not seeing the benefits of God's hand in things. And it's something that we have a choice to do. And I definitely choose.
I like what you're saying about choice. Because I want to go back to that point. Because
yes,
it is a choice. You know, we blame sister, mother, father, God, okay, for the choices that we make, because we have free will. We have free will. And we have the right to choose which way we're going to go, how we're going to, which path we're going to take. And we change the whole trajectory of our lives when we remember, you know, because thoughts have power. Thoughts have power. And whatever you think about, you bring about. And there's an energy that goes with negative thoughts, the anxiety that's going on now, the stress that's going on now. There's an energy that goes along with that. There's an energy that goes along. So to me, it means we have to be more mindful and use prayer, contemplation, and journaling to get the feelings out, and then sometimes some people are taking it out on the people that are in the house with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
we have to be mindful. We have to be more mindful. And I believe that this period of time is changing all of humanity. Going back to what you were saying, it's a choice. So how would you tell someone to be able to have the gift of discernment in doing and dealing with these times?
Well, excellent question. I think that all gifts come from our Creator. So if a person is doing their own self-evaluation and they don't believe that they have the gift of discernment, they can ask, and that is something that our Creator God will freely give them. You certainly want to have discernment in this time, because we've all heard the old adage that all that glitters isn't gold. It's true. You can be swept off your journey and off your path, thinking because people are saying all the right things, and oh my goodness, this seems like exactly what I prayed for, and get down the middle of the stream and think, oh my God, where's my paddle? Where's my life jacket? It's like people will present as one thing, and if we're not spiritually up in our discernment, we will be misled every time. And, you know, my Bible that I read tells us that we have to be, you know, like snakes. You know, you want to be wise as serpents. We're not, just because you're a follower of the divine doesn't mean you're stupid. Doesn't mean you're going to just go for fried food.
I like that, Dr. Kiki. Yeah, we're not, because, you know, we don't have stupid written all over our foreheads, right? We don't have we do not have stupid written, but we do not have stupid written all over our foreheads. And I think, I feel that some individuals have been told that because of childhood trauma and a lot of other things that have went on, that they are stupid and they can't think for themselves and they have to fit in these certain roles. Now, my next thing for you is, would you please give our audience, you were singing, you can't come here and we talk all this and not give us a song of hope. You write songs of hope and joy and all the things that you do. So would you mind giving us a little sample, please, for our audience? Now, audience, y'all in for a treat. You in for a treat. I have to tell you, this lady has a dynamic, a sweet, and look, her voice is soulful. So, Dr. Kiki, take it away.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
Wonderful. That is such a nice transition. We have had a wonderful conversation, and we're going to bring you back again for our next show, because we want to extend this conversation and talk, go to another level in it. And we're going to talk more with Dr. Kiki Michelle. Now, what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience that's all over the United States and all over the world? What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave?
Yes, in line with the theme for today, do not lose your soul. Get connected. If you find even in this moment you've kind of lost your way or don't feel as connected as before, get back into that place, because we're spiritual beings. We're having a natural reaction in this world. We're not natural beings having a spiritual reaction. We're spiritual. So that is so important with soul. We want to make sure that we're doing things with oneness. We don't want to be double-minded in our thinking, be deliberate in what we're doing. We want to make sure that we're being a vessel that is used and used of our divine by God, and that we're living our best life. we're called to be special, to show that there is good people and there is a way to live a great life. And so don't lose your soul. Don't lose your soul.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think those are really good words that we're going to close our show on. And just a reminder to our audience to encapsulate all that we've said. What we've talked about today is living with soul, spiritual oneness used for living. And we will have part two of this on our next show with Dr. Kiki Michelle from Atlanta, Georgia, this wonderful creator. So I have to tell y'all, this sister got it together, okay? And when I say together, I mean physically, holistically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what matters, to have everything together in that mode. And
Thank you.
I just appreciate you coming and being a part of the show, and I look forward to doing part two of this show. And audience, be sure you don't want to miss it. Dr. Kiki Michelle, tell your friends, tell your mama, tell you all your people to be sure to tune in to Love, Light, and Positivity. And remember, just like our theme song says, hold up the light, because you are the light, and you want to be a light and not the lampshade. And we'll see you next time on Love, Light, and Positivity.
Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.